This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern thanked New Zealanders Saturday for delivering her party a landslide general election victory. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern delivered the biggest election victory for the centre-left Labour Party in half a century on Saturday, as voters rewarded her for decisive leadership in recent months. Ardern will face the challenge of delivering on the progressive transformation she promised but failed to deliver in her first term, where Labour shared power with the Nationalist Party. Ardern promised supporters she would build an economy that works for everyone, creates jobs, train people, protect the environment and address climate challenges and social inequalities.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-François Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun, which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds marched in Lebanon's capital Saturday to mark the first anniversary of a non-sectarian protest movement that has rocked the political elite but has yet to achieve its goal of sweeping reform.